Hello again, Buccaneer fans, and greetings from One Buccaneer Place as we continue to meet the new hands on deck, the 2013 draft class, and we continue to give you an in-depth exclusive look at these guys and what makes them tick. Here with me today is Mike James, running back from Miami, drafted in the sixth round. Mike, first time in the building, what do you think?
Oh, man, it's lovely. I mean, it's probably one of the best I've ever been around, and I'm just happy to be here.
Feel like you could fashion a pretty good NFL career in this building right here?
Yeah, most definitely. Hopefully, I'll be here for a long time.
You said you were jumping for joy when the Bucs called to tell you they drafted you on Saturday. Was this mainly a reaction to being drafted, or was part of it that you enjoyed the chance to play for the Bucs?
Yeah, I mean, mostly. I mean, you know, probably 80% of it was, you know, I get a chance to play for the Bucs.
Really?
I mean, it's a hometown team for me. I'm like, you know, maybe 30 minutes east of here, mm-hmm. you know, from Polk County. So, you know, I'm just happy to be here. Like I said, I mean, I can't explain the opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, it is. You would have to be in my chair for it, you understand.
So were the Bucs your team growing up?
Well, growing up, I didn't really have a specific team. I just had a lot of guys I really loved. And one thing I seen growing up was Ward Dunn. He used to give houses to single moms.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something I idolized him for because my mom was a single parent.
Yeah.
So it's something, you know, I was like, if I could have an opportunity to do something like that for single moms, I want to be able to do that too.
That's great, because most of the times you hear a player saying he idolized another player because of what he did on the field.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a great ball player, but he did some amazing things
on the
field.
He's still doing it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And it's up to the hundreds of families.
Wow.
And from what I understand, there's a very small rate of families that couldn't maintain it. So it's been a really successful
That's
program.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about the joy of draft day for you. Some fans may know, some not, that a couple years ago you experienced the other side of that, right?
Yeah.
The tragedy and sorrow when your mother, Augusta, was tragically killed in a car accident.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had to talk about that many times. What did your mom mean to you during the first 21 years of your life, and what did she give to you in her memories that has meant to you in the last 2 years?
Well, you know, my mom passed when I was 19, and, you know, I thank God for, you know, just giving me those 19 years. I mean, she meant the world to me. You know, if anybody knows me, they know I'm one of the biggest mama boys in the world, and, you know, she definitely was a vital part of my life, and, you know, if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be the man I am today. So she was the best example of a person that, you know, I could have. And, you know, I'm at peace with the fact that, you know, God has her, and he's doing things for her that no matter what I do in life, no matter how much money I make or no matter what happens to me, I'll never be able to do for her and give her that eternal peace. So, you know, I'm just happy to say that she's safe and she don't have to worry about the worries of the world anymore.
And you still feel like you get to share this NFL career with her this next chapter?
Absolutely. You know, I wanted her physically, but, you know, I know she's here spiritually, and, you know, I couldn't ask for nothing better.
I got to tell you, Mike, Mark Dominic, our GM, paid you a really good compliment the day we drafted you. And Buccaneer fans out there will understand, he compared you to Ernest Graham, former Bucs running back. And it really, you guys really aren't the same type of running back.
Yeah.
But he meant that more from the personal traits you share with Graham. Basically comes down to willing to and want to do anything for the team. Do you think that he was accurate in that assessment?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm a big team guy. I mean, even right now, I mean, I don't plan on, you know, doing anything extravagant but being a puzzle piece to help the Bucs win games. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm just a mere chess piece to this whole organization. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be nothing more, nothing less to it.
Well, you know, another thing, Mark Dominic loves to draft team captains and guys who are clearly leaders in college. And I think that people have described you that way. You know, it may be kind of a stretch to think that a rookie in his first year on an NFL team is going to be one of the main team leaders. But can you bring those leadership qualities to the NFL and help a team in that way?
Yeah, I feel I definitely can. Of course, you know, being a rookie, you know, it's harder. You know, but I also, you know, I can help be that voice in the back. You know, I mean, I have no problem with playing that role and being like, you know, if I see something, maybe I can, you know, say a quick word about it and try to help guys along or get guys to help me along.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know much about this thing, but, you know, all I can do is just make it easier for the leaders of the team, you know, and just be a good part and a vital piece and, you know, try to do everything to abide by their rules and the coaches.
Excellent. Well, you know, the Bucs, one of your new teammates is Doug Martin, who just had a phenomenal rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
But the Buccaneers, as I know you know, traded LeGarrette Blount on draft day and actually used the pick they got there to trade up to make sure that they got you.
Oh, wow.
So you can see, I think, if you look at that scenario, that there's an opportunity for you there. Do you feel like there's an opportunity to actually contribute this year on offense?
Yeah, I feel that there's an opportunity to contribute everywhere, not on offense, but definitely on special teams, definitely, you know, given ward if I need to. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. All I'm going to do is just try to put myself in the best position for the coach to make a decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, to give me opportunity. But, you know, until then, all I'm going to do is put on my hard hat and go to work.
As a Hurricane, there's probably a lot of Buck fans out there that are pretty familiar with your game. But yeah. For the ones that aren't, can you give us maybe a description of your strengths as a running back?
Yeah, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield. Something I'm a versatile player. You know, I did a lot of blocking throughout my college career. And, you know, a lot of hard-nosed running. I'm a one-cut-and-go guy. I'm not really a shifty guy. Okay. I get in and get going as soon as possible.
Good. Well, yeah, you're going to get your first chance out there on the practice field tomorrow. It's hard to believe that football's back.
Huh? It's crazy.
I bet you're looking forward to that.
Oh, I am.
Well, we're really looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you. I know Buck fans like to get a look, a closer look at who Mike James is. So thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.